Your taxes hold the key.
Tax Administration Jamaica TAJ has extended operating hours at its customer care center to 7 p.m. This will continue until the December 14 due date for employees to submit their November payroll return S01. The extra hours have been implemented to offer support to employees who are now able to use the recently expanded Revenue Administration Information System RAIS to file and pay their payroll returns online at jamaicatax.gov.jm. Use RAIS to file and pay monthly employees' payroll return, as well as access a wide range of other electronic services. For further information, persons may contact the TAJ Customer Care Center at 1-888-TAX-HELP. That's 1-888-829-4357, or visit the website at jamaicatax.gov.jm. This has been your Tax Tip in 60 Seconds, brought to you by Tax Administration Jamaica.
Defensive driving. What is it? What are some of the skills involved? And why is it important? Find out in today's edition of Get the Facts. Stay with us. First off, what is defensive driving?
Defensive driving is driving in such a way to avoid collision or crash. Of course, we don't use the word accident. We use crashes because what happens on the road are preventable. And therefore, it's definitely collision or a crash that occur when people are not driving safely.
Managing Director of Grenell's Driving School, Alfonso Grenell. As a defensive driver, you can avoid crashes and help lower your risk behind the wheel. While you can't control the actions of other drivers, defensive driving can help you to avoid the dangers posed by others. Scanning techniques are taught as part of defensive driving. This technique involves
how to read the road ahead, how to scan to your left or to your right using your mirrors, and also how to look behind you to see if you're being tailgated. And if you're being tailgated, we teach you how to deal with tailgaters in such a way that if you have to start off in an abrupt manner, you will not be hit from behind.
Did you know that a large percentage of collisions occur at intersections in built-up areas where there are traffic lights? You can minimize this risk by using the delayed acceleration technique.
Delayed acceleration technique is employed or is used when the driver is waiting at an intersection to go through when the light changes to green. When the light changes to green, the defensive driver waits for 2 seconds while checking the intersection to see if anybody is trying to run the light. In that way, if somebody's running the light, the driver would not be in the intersection when that speeding motorist goes through the intersection.
The delayed acceleration technique can be used at all stoplights for preventing crashes.
When the light changes to green and the person in front of you moves, you wait 2 seconds before you move. In that way, if the person that is in front of you has to stop suddenly, you would have all of that cushion of safety so that you don't slam in the back of the vehicle that just moved off in front of you.
Slowing down in inclement weather is also a fundamental defensive driving technique. Additionally, you can lower your risk of crashes by keeping wheels straight when waiting to make a right turn at an intersection. This may also prevent serious injuries should a traffic crash occur.
If you have a right lock in the steering wheel and somebody inadvertently slam in the back of your vehicle, you would now be traveling over the other side of the road and head on into the traffic that is going in the opposite direction. If your wheel is straight, however, and somebody run in the back of your vehicle, you just go straight in the lane that you are in, and therefore you would not have had a head-on collision.
Managing Director of Grenell's Driving School, Alfonso Grenell. That's it for this edition of Get the Facts. Join us again next time. I'm Vaughn Davis.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.